Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dev1.tv Tech News Podcast for Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. I'm your host, Ryan Knoll, and today we will be discussing GoDaddy.com's unavailability was vast and unprecedented. A special report from our Was Anonymous really behind this desk. Toys R Us announces a tablet built especially for kids, whereas I remember whittling my time away with a Tamagotchi and enjoying it. The internet shows just how much it loves Tesla. The man behind the Bear Love Good, Cancer Bad fundraiser rallies the net to raise over $1 million for a Tesla museum. Before we begin, I have a quick note about the show. Since the show is still so new, the format will be changing starting with this episode. Episodes will be released every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning. Also, episodes will be short, sweet, and to the point. So, stick around for the next few minutes and we'll discuss everything you need to know since the last episode. Yesterday, GoDaddy.com was the target of a distributed denial-of-service attack starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time and lasting until almost 6. Nearly all of their services were affected, including DNS-hosted sites and their portal. Recent estimates put the damage at over 52 million sites being unavailable during this downtime. A person claiming to be a member of Anonymous, going by the Twitter handle @AnonymousOwner, claims credit for the attack. They tweeted, @FilmGirl, I'm taking GoDaddy down because, well, I'd like to test how the cybersecurity is safe and for more reasons that I cannot talk now. The other well-known anonymous Twitter handles were all over the place. Some sided with this attack and others distanced themselves. At the moment, it does not appear that any hack took place or that any data was compromised. It merely appears to be a DDoS. Either way, the downing of GoDaddy for nearly 5 hours is an amazing feat. Were you affected by the GoDaddy.com downtime? Let us know at our website. Next up, Toys R Us has teamed up with Tabio to exclusively sell a 7-inch Android tablet for $150. On par with most entry-level Android tablets, the multi-touch tablet boasts a 1 GHz processor and 4 GB of built-in storage, expandable up to 32 GB via a micro SDHC card. It comes preloaded with 50 apps and offers upwards of 6,000 others through the proprietary Tabio store. So, what do you think? Is it worth it to get a kid their own tablet when it becomes available on October 21st? My opinion? Probably not. Kids these days have enough electronics. Matthew Inman of TheOatmeal.com, a popular web comic artist, started up a Indiegogo campaign to raise $850,000 to save Tesla's old laboratory in Shoreham, New York. The Long Island Silence organization wants to transform the final lab of Tesla into a museum. The current owner, Agfa Corporation, wants $1.6 million for the property. The Let's Build a Goddamn Tesla Museum campaign to date has raised over $1.2 million, almost enough to buy outright, but plenty enough to purchase it with a matching grant of $850,000 provided by the state of New York. At one point in time, the fundraiser was bringing in over $27,000 per hour, crashing Indiegogo. This provides them enough to purchase the lab and the property it rests on. Constructing the museum itself is another task to overcome. Would you visit a Tesla museum? I would. Well, that's all the news for this episode, and we thank you for listening. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you at Dev1.tv, and there are several ways you can get in contact with us. You can catch us on Twitter. Our handle is @Dev1TV. Want to hear us cover a news story we didn't? Visit our website at www.dev1.tv and then click Vote for Topics and let us know what you would like to hear. Lastly, you can comment directly on this episode post at our website. I was your host, Ryan Knoll. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. This is Dev1.tv.